أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قتلتم نفسا فدارأتم فيها والله مخرج ما كنتم تكتمون. The ayah that we read yesterday, where Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says that when they had killed one person and then they could not find out who the murderer was, and Allah is that being that He will take out all those things which you are hiding in your hearts. Allah has the qudrat in various ways. When Allah wants to expose a person, then how Allah exposes a person in various ways. And this is all the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Here we see that Allah Ta'ala made the slaughtering of that cow, and that was and one part of that cow that was put onto that dead person, and he came back to life and he named his murderer. So outwardly there seems to be no connection with the two. But Allah's Qudrat is above all, and that is what we are asked to bring Iman on, the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and not what we perceive and understand with our brains. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That is this very important point, that our Iman must be on the unseen, on the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and not what we understand with our brains and with our thinking. So the animal, whether it be this oxen which are known as a stupid ox, or whether it is some monkeys or anything, whatever knowledge they do have, Allah has given them also. They know what to eat, what not to eat, etc. What are poisonous things for them, they have got that knowledge. But their knowledge compared with the knowledge Allah has given insan, human beings, the brains Allah Ta'ala has given insan, these animals have got no idea of the brains which Allah Ta'ala has given insan. Animals, they might walk around, eat, etc. They will, they have some understanding, but compared to what insan has made in this world, what things he has achieved, animals got no idea of that. Just like that, if we can understand insan with all his things, whether it was at a time when this incident took place, or whether it is today, that man with all his technology in investigating matters, whether he uses all forensic testing, and whether they do DNAs and all the thing, all the CIDs and all the knowledge they have, this compares absolutely nothing, even in fact less what an animal has compared to a human being. All this compared to what the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, Allah had blessed them, their knowledge, their yaqeen, all this dunya's things is nothing compared to that. So today, unfortunately, we as Muslims also give preference to scientific research and what the scientists tell us and what the politicians tell us. But really we have to understand that the words of Allah Ta'ala, this Iman, Yaqeen, is by far, far, far superior than all these things. These things can compare nothing whatsoever with that which Allah Ta'ala had given the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. As Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said, slaughter the cow by the command of Allah. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, pebbles, stones spoke in his palm about the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Trees gave evidence. All these things compared to what insan has got is nothing. So in what insan has got, this is the important point, that what Allah had blessed the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam with, that knowledge and that yaqeen and tawakkul of theirs on Allah Ta'ala. Whatever insan has got, whatever he has achieved till today, and whatever he will achieve in the future, can never ever compare with that which Allah had given the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Like that, alhamdulillah, we all accept it and believe it. But when the test comes, when scientists say something and deen say something else, then will we give preference to what the scientists say or what Dean has got to say? When the scientists, the politicians make their announcement, have we got more trust on that or on the words of Allah Ta'ala? So all this is to build our iman, that we must have full trust on Allah Ta'ala, the words of Allah Ta'ala, the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Otherwise it is a great test of our iman at such a time, whether we are giving preference to man-made things, whoever they are, and whatever technology they might have. This can compare nothing with that which Allah had given the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. So this is also one very important point that comes out from this ayat, and that we should ponder about it. Whatever errors we have might made, even if it is with regard to our iman, we have the opportunity to make tawbah, istighfar, and correct our iman and turn to Allah and have that full trust only on Allah and His words which are brought to us by the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah give us all this understanding and this tawfiq and this iman, and correct our iman, and before we die, that we die with this perfect and correct iman. Wa akhiru da'wana.